Praise the Lord and greetings to one and all. I thank and appreciate each and every one of you, and I greet you in the lovely name of our Savior Jesus Christ, who has given us a platform to communicate around the Word of God. I need to really deeply thank Pastor Andrew and his entire team who's working throughout the year to make this platform reachable to most of us all around the world. I am Pastor Hubert from Mumbai, India. It has been very strong rainy days these days that I am ministering to you. And I believe as we live out these days, God has a purpose for us to come together in the union of the Spirit. This time I would be speaking on a series of interceding the Holy Ghost. Interceding the Holy Ghost. And there would be various aspects, how we need to intercede, what we need to talk, what we need to ask, what we need a guidance. We know that the Holy Ghost is our guide, but we also need to ask Him for guidance, ask Him for wisdom, ask Him for comfort and strength, ask Him for more and more grace that we may be able to do well in His sight and praise and lift the name of the Lord. Today, the first part of it, as we study this season of interceding the Holy Ghost, it is our duty and our nature before we get into any deeper in this subject. The first aspect is the bride must eat the book. The bride needs to eat the book. Jesus, the Lamb of God, has done all to loose the seals of the book, and the content has been revealed to the bride of Christ. And so the bride must eat the book. She has to digest the contents of the book spiritually to bring her to the full stature of the perfect stature that is required of Christ. That is the ministry and the work of the bride. Now remember, if you need to equip yourselves, if we need to get in the field, we got to be a chosen people, prepared people, a people that are equipped with the grace of God, and that can only come to us. This grace, the shadow of His mercy, will begin to work in our lives as long as we eat the book. The book gives us such fibers of strength and wisdom and makes us a peculiar people. We cannot be a peculiar people unless we are called the bride and unless we have eaten of the book. It is for sure, as the prophet declared, that this book will give us the ultimate grace that is called the rapturing faith. And I tell you, my brothers and sisters, it is a great privilege not only just to live our life in faith, but it's a privilege to live a life that is more glorious after eating spiritually the contents of this book. What makes us so different than the people of the world? What makes us so Christian from the so different from the nominal Christians? It is the content of this book. And the prophet of the Lord stated, eat the book. And the Bible says that the book is something that what we need to get the truer wisdom and knowledge of the revelation of Jesus Christ. The bride has a work to do. As the bride would have a ministry and a work to be done, even as endorsed by the Prophet, we believe that there is something that the bride has to look forward that is going to happen in the days ahead. And I can say without any shadow of doubt that the bride has no prospects of future, that we are going to be a wealthy nation doing well and having a great prosperity or doing well in our businesses. But we know that the bride has no future than to await the coming of the Lord. My precious brothers and sisters, we have been given grace and more grace to live out these last days. Once the book has been consumed, there is something that the scripture says that we must once again prophesy, and prophesy unto all nations, as Christ said, had stated in the gospel, that ye are my witnesses, and you need to go unto all the world, preach the gospel. Today the bride has got a commission that we stand through and stand united in preaching the gospel of Christ, which brings forth the revelation of who He really is. The word is being fulfilled today, that is just to be fulfilled just before the rapture. My brothers and sisters, the last days that God has given us to live out in the body of Christ, and as we come faithfully into this glorious truth, is like coming into our promised land. Just as the prophet had taught that Israel cannot be blessed of God unless they are in their own land. As long as they are in the land, God's protection will work, His mercy will work, His blessings will work. But as any of the Jew would out of the land, he remains aloof somewhere, and he tries to say that I am blessed. But as long as he is not within the land that God has given them, the land of the promise, the blessings wouldn't work. So also, God has given us a land, a blessed land, and that is the body of Christ. And in this blessed land, God has placed this final voice to this age through a ministry that God has raised to voice out the final events to the world just before the rapture. He has set His watchmen on the tower. The watchmen are like the fivefold ministry that He has placed in this body, that He would be able to guide us, equip us with wisdom, give us the strength to exercise our faith and to live out a life that is pleasing and acceptable in His eyes. This watchman that has been set on the towers of this fortified city of God, the city Zion, they are the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers, into whom God will equip them in the Holy Ghost. This series that I would be speaking, interceding the Holy Ghost, is we've got to come and ask grace, wisdom, direction, that God, who has sent us the Comforter, that we may be in tune, in harmony, in proper alignment to the leading of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost will lead us provided we really ask of Him and be gently following Him in everything that He desires of us. The bride must eat the book. Eating the book is not just like picking a piece of cake from a table and eating it off. Eating of the book, and that is the stature that what the Prophet says, the bride must eat the book. And eating the book is a struggle. Eating a book is a warfare. Eating the book is something that you have got to fight a good fight of faith. Like, eating the book is not for myself. It's to encourage believers to actively pursue and maintain their spiritual faith in the face of adversities. It requires perseverance, resisting all kind of temptation, holding on to eternal life, which it involves choosing righteousness, godliness, faithfulness, love, endurance and gentleness, reflecting one's truer identity in Christ. The scripture reads 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 12. Fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life. This eternal life is in the book, to which you were also called and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. My brothers and sisters, I can't appreciate and thank God so much how much He has given us the privilege to be a part of the book. The verse in 2 Timothy and chapter 4 verse 7 and 8, Paul states, I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on the day, and not only to me only, but to also to all who have loved the Lord, His appearance, at His appearance. My brothers and sisters, this is something very precious to understand. We have no other future but to truly await the coming of the Lord. This shows how much we love Him, how much we care for His coming, how much we long in our hearts and yearn. We have been interceding with the Holy Ghost. Oh Lord, come quickly. Come quickly, Lord. We just pray that God may earnestly fulfill the things that has to be getting in line through the truer prophecies of the time today. Let those things be quickly done, Lord. We may be not finally ready in all our capacity, but we must ask and intercede with the Holy Ghost that, Lord, prepare, raise a body, Lord, raise a people who are called by Your name. Gather them, build them, fill Your stature in their lives, Lord, that they may be able to do just those things which You delight. Heavenly Father, I just thank all my precious brothers and sisters who have been listening to this daily devotion. May You bind us together in those cords of love and mercy, truth and grace, that we may not be just a passing stock, but Lord, we may be those people in whom Your word and Your life is been instilled, Lord. You have given us something to prophesy, something to speak out to this generation, and eventually, Lord, and that's those prophecies align in to Your coming. We have been earnestly waiting. Fulfill Your will, Lord, and bless us in every way that we may not just be of our own self, but Lord, we may be longing for Your word and for Your fulfillment. Guide us in the Spirit as we intercede the Holy Ghost. We just pray that each day from following today, Lord, I just pray that You may open to our hearts the fulfillment and the last desires that which should rise in our life, O Lord. I thank and appreciate all my brothers and sisters. Jesus is coming soon, and we would be the people that would be blessed in seeing Him with our eyes. May God bless you all. Far and wide, maybe I have not met you or seen you in person, but I believe we have a common spirit, sharing our common salvation, which Christ has worked on the cross to bring us and raise a holy standard in us. Be not ashamed, be not backward, but let us willfully and joyfully fulfill God's will. Amen and amen. I thank brothers and sisters. I appreciate. Have a nice day. And we would see and be back again once again tomorrow. God be with you. Praise the Lord, and greetings and shalom.